Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. Well, this is after Paris, November 14th, 2015. And some days you start with tears, knowing how much oppression chips away at the heart of every culture. I've been thinking about oppression a lot lately, how we are none excused from it, neither with all our reasons for entering into relationships, nor for all our justifications in leaving them, in whatever manner we choose. In the oppressed state, we cast aside the compassion of deep understanding for the rallied circumvention that comes with ephemeral satisfaction. Shakespeare talked about this often enough, and Hamlet always echoes in my mind. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin. Tolerance of oppression as survival, because there is that dread, the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourn no traveler returns. Thoughts for a heavy day. And when oppression itself weighs in, the proper response is what? Friendship? Resistance? A balance between the two? Beat a child and she is oppressed. Beat a man and he is oppressed. Beat a woman with emotional withdrawal and she is oppressed. Beat people with words and they are oppressed. Who does each become then in their particular circumstance? Where does she go? What does he do? Does she oppress her children, become self-oppressed oppressor? Does he confront his oppressor? Does he internalize his oppression, become a terrorist to his family or for his ideology? And when the oppressor and oppressed comprise nations, what then? At the height of my own liberation, I realize I can only continue to look deeply into what constitutes oppression and how this is inextricably woven into my life. I must choose in every moment to be aware of it, how to respond to it, where to be wise, where to laugh and cry, where to walk away. Most important, I must continue to actualize the imagination of non-oppression, always questioning what is freedom, what is compassion, what is the canyon between them that can be bridge or chasm, bearing that fissure between creation and destruction, that margin of consideration between the existentialists and the Buddhists, where Hamlet also claims, "O God, I could be bounded in a nutshell and count myself a king of infinite space, were it not that I have bad dreams." I work hard not to contribute to the bad dreams. I am sorry to admit, I sometimes fail. This is a poem I wrote early in November called Brushing Teeth. The bone of it, the hand all metacarpal spread, its skin of hiding and lies, when beneath, of course, through course and history, the frozen word minusing to trend disdaining luster's cough of othering room, that largesse of blind folding its window eclipse. And there again the bone of it, hand raised today, every mirror of glistening enamel, whose sudden recollection framed is called, then I saw. And when I did, then I didn't. And when I did again, it was that flash named whimsical destruction. And then I knew what was true. Thanks for listening. Pour tout le monde, pour mes amis à Paris, I'll see you next time on Radio Lee.